It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, it is the most wonderful time. And now it's time for the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Joining me today, Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy. Wendy, welcome back.
Hi, Steve. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Good to have you here. Beautiful day. I see that the Michigan Chamber, a bit disappointed to say the least, and that's because the Supreme Court has decided, in Michigan, the Supreme Court decided not to weigh in on paid sick leave, minimum wage laws. Tell me about what happened.
Yeah, so the Michigan Chamber, along with the Michigan legislature, asked the Michigan Supreme Court to issue an advisory opinion on the constitutionality of amendments made last December to Michigan's mandatory paid sick leave and minimum wage laws. But unfortunately, last week, the Michigan Supreme Court has said that they will not issue an opinion in this case.
And what does that mean? I mean, what's the practical effect of that?
Yeah, so there's a bit of a silver lining here, and it means that our new paid sick leave and minimum wage laws still stand, so employers across our state can continue to comply with those laws. But we are frustrated and disappointed in the Supreme Court because we believe that they have opened the door to a muchier legal process that will really be fraught with unnecessary confusion, cost, and political rhetoric. We just believe that this issue is not decided, even though the Supreme Court did kind of say we aren't going to weigh in, and there's going to be a new round of litigation on this, probably at the Court of Claim.
So, okay, why did we get to the Supreme Court and the question there in the first place? What's the issue when it gets to these questions?
Yeah. So this has to do with the legislature using its constitutional authority to adopt a ballot proposal after it was certified for the ballot. So as you'll recall, there were two ballot proposals on this issue going into last November's election. The legislature decided to adopt those ballot proposals and then to later amend them to make them more workable for employees and employers. And so there was a lot of arguing about whether the legislature could adopt and amend a ballot proposal, amend it in the same session in which it was adopted. And so because of that confusion, the legislature went to the Supreme Court and said, we want you to settle this. We want you, the highest court, to step in and to take this case and to issue an opinion. But they didn't do so. So now we feel that those that don't believe that that was constitutional will now go to the Court of Claims, and that this is going to kind of just trigger a very costly lawsuit and trigger a lot of confusion, especially if different courts say, yes, you can, no, you can't. You're kind of reverting back to the old law, potentially the new law, that sort of thing. So we just are concerned now what might happen.
Right. So and then there's this process. It's always the process, Wendy, that occurs in legal battles. And so I guess my question is, because, as you know, business doesn't like uncertainty. And if you have a company that has a large number of employees at that threshold, it's going to be very concerning, isn't it? Not knowing what to expect, because at some point the process will conclude. But how long will that be?
Yeah, so, I mean, this could take a year or longer for it to work its way through the courts. I mean, so we could talk about a very lengthy legal battle. Also, there's a concern about the AG trying to insert herself, the Attorney General inserting herself in this debate and potentially issuing an advisory opinion of her own, which then could kind of send this all into a tailspin as well. So, we are really hopeful that the Michigan Supreme Court would step in so we could avoid this kind of back and forth and this hand-wringing about this and really kind of provide some certainty. But we are where we are on this, and there will be probably some more pages of the story yet to be written.
Well, there you go. All right, Wendy Block here with us for the Michigan Chamber. All right, let's look down the road, because 2020, obviously a very political year in a country that's divided in a variety of places. But a lot coming up in 2020. And when you look at the horizon, I mean, as you look at the economy overall, Wendy, it's hard to argue that we're in a good place as far as unemployment, labor participation, investment, expansion, wages are up, all of these good things. When you look at 2020 for the chamber, what are some of the things that you're looking at and keying in on as far as priorities go in the new year?
Yeah, so we're still having those conversations with our members. Certainly, you know, the legislature kind of needs to, and the governor need to kind of look forward to look to those issues where they can find major agreement. We still think that there is an opportunity to talk about ways to improve our infrastructure here in Michigan. But, you know, a lot of what we're working on is just kind of protecting what we already have. You know, we have a good tax climate. We have a good economic climate here in our state. And so we're focusing on not taking that backward. We know that in election years, you know, political rhetoric can get going, and sometimes it's tempting to kind of tinker around with things. And we believe that generally our economy here in the state is working. And, of course, we're going to be looking at the upcoming elections, the retaining pro-business majorities. The whole House, state House, is up for election, so we're going to be looking to kind of retain a pro-business majority there. Certainly the governor's not, seat isn't up, and neither is the state Senate. So that's going to, all eyes are going to be on the state House.
Sure.
So this, we're excited about this coming year. We do think that there's an opportunity for legislators and the governor to get back to the table and work on some big issues and some smaller issues as well. But, you know, just think that it's time to get back to work here in Lansing.
Yeah, you also take the time as the chamber to interview different candidates to evaluate whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, doesn't matter, could be an independent, to find out where they line up best with your members and your organization. Wendy, I'll give you the last word as we head towards 2020.
Well, we think 2019 has been a good year overall. Certainly the end of the year was a little disappointing with kind of this back and forth on the budget and now the Supreme Court decision. But in general, there were some good things that happened in the state capitol, including reforms to Michigan's auto insurance system. And
sure,
we just wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And I wish the same to you, Wendy Block. Merry Christmas. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate
there it. There you have it. The most powerful voice for business in Michigan, that is Wendy Block, the Vice President of Business Advocacy here at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. They join us here each Monday. Quick break. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Tiptoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Sweet strawberry icing. You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.